Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com is at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. Rob, the NBA season is a week away, the start of training camp, and Damian Lillard, who most people thought would be traded by now, he requested his trade several months ago now, and has yet to be moved from the Portland Trailblazers. Of course, he wants to go to Miami and nowhere else. So he should
blame himself, too.
He's saying that the only team he wants to go to, at least, you know, he hasn't said it from his own lips, but these are the reports and people around the league are saying it's all over. Everybody knows. He only wants to go to the Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat, keep in mind, were in the NBA Finals last year. Okay? And, Rob, have been in the NBA Finals two of the last, what, four seasons, I believe
it is? Two of the last four, yes.
With the same, you know, cast or, you know, core of players. All right, so keep that in mind. Dame went on the It Is What It Is show with Cameron and Mace, the rappers. And he was asked about Kevin Durant, which remember when Durant went from Oklahoma City to Golden State, ended up winning two championships in 3 years, two championships and two healthy years, really. And still, there are some that belittle those championships to some degree, even though he won the MVP in the finals both times. But here's Lillard when he was asked about that.
I think KD is, obviously, he's one of the greatest players of all time, but if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't have done that personally. Like, I just felt like it's the team they lost to. It's the team that had been, I think they had won it a couple of times, or they had won it once before he got there. I wouldn't have been able to. That ain't something that I would have did, but I think for everybody's situation, you got to do what you want to do.
I don't know. You could start. I don't know what the follow-up question was, and Rob G, maybe you know. The follow-up question should have been, what the talk is, you only want to go to Miami. Like, they were in the NBA Finals last year. Now, and this is, I imagine, where Damian Lillard will split hairs.
Chris, you know that wasn't a follow-up. You already know.
This is where I imagine Damian Lillard will split hairs. Because there's a spectrum, Rob. And on one end of the spectrum, and I wouldn't even call it a spectrum, but the most extreme example to date was Kevin Durant going to the team that had just beaten him in the Western Conference Finals and had also won a championship 2 years earlier, and going to them to play. And that's obviously him going from Oklahoma City to Golden State. The other one's not on the other side. That's why I said I don't want to call it a spectrum. But something that was similar in principle, but not as, you know, egregious for those that think it's negative. I didn't look at it as a negative, but for those. But, you know, something that wasn't as pronounced as what Durant did was LeBron linking up with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Now, he didn't go to a team that had won a championship. But he, and not a team that had beaten him, but he did go to a stacked team, and he made it. He actually brought Bosh with him, so they made it more stacked, to the point where they were clearly on paper the best team in the league. And then now, Rob, if what Damian Lillard is asking, in my view, and Rob G, didn't he at the time criticized LeBron? I think Dame was in college. But he had tweeted something about LeBron going to Miami, if I remember correctly. Rob G, check that out. But what Dame is looking to do, Rob, to go to Miami with Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, is in the middle of those. Not quite as, you know, he didn't get beat by Miami in the playoffs. They didn't win a championship. But they are technically the best team in the Eastern Conference. They won it last year, and if he goes there, they will, to a lot of people, be the big favorites in the East. So it doesn't sound good what Dame is saying, because a lot of people are looking at it like, dude, you're basically doing the same thing.
It's hypocrisy at the highest level. I mean, these guys, I don't even think that they understand or know what hypocrisy is, or being a hypocrite, or what they're even talking about. Chris, you couldn't have laid it out any better. He's doing the same exact thing. Okay, they didn't win a championship, but they've been to the championship. They're a top-level team. You're trying to hitch your little red wagon onto the Miami Heat. It's just comical. I hope they don't trade him. I do. Because I don't understand
it. It'll be interesting to see what he does.
And he's the blame why he hasn't been traded.
Yeah,
if they would have kept their mouth shut, right, Chris, they could have gotten a deal. And Miami would have had to pay up. But once you made it that other teams were scared off and had no interest, so they couldn't up the ante to get Portland the best available deal, that killed it for him. That's why he's still there.
And he could have given them a list, a real list of maybe five teams that are good, right? And I think Portland would have worked with that. I don't think they would have said, nah, we're going to send you to basketball Siberia and all that. I mean, they maybe will make the best deal for them. That's their obligation. But I just think you really painted them into a corner. And so right now they're like, dude, we're not doing a trade that we don't feel is good for us.
And
it doesn't matter
them.
If some of the pundits feel it's good for them. I'm wondering about Jovic, Nikola Jovic, this kid who looks promising. I mean, I'm not going to act like I know for sure how good he is. He played well in the World Cup. He showed, you know, I've been told that in Miami they like him. He's 6'10", can shoot the ball. But, you know, if Portland doesn't feel like it's a good deal, it's their prerogative. not to make this trade. And had Dame just given them a list, Rob, of teams, I agree with you that he probably almost certainly would be traded already. And I think that Dame is – he stood on that rock so long of loyalty and I'm not into the super teams and even, you know, what he said – what he just said
and he didn't have
about
to.
Durant.
And he didn't have to, Chris.
He has said that a long time ago about – he said that for a long time with Durant because obviously it was now a long time ago when he made the move. But I think he's trying, like, not to backtrack on what he said before, but it's looking bad because it's like, do you understand what you're doing? And you can't even say – because he probably – and obviously, he's the one that's a top 75 player. He's the one that is a perennial all-star and has made All-NBA. Like, he would be regarded as the best player on that Heat team, with all due respect to Jimmy Butler, who's a very good player, and Bam, who's an all-star. You can't even use that card, though, to say, well, I'm going there as the best player. Because Kevin Durant went to Golden State as the best player. You can't even say that. And so... It's a bad look for Dame to say what he said about Durant. And, I mean, he could say that, but then it's hard, you know, for you to say I'm only going to this one team.
Right.
He's not going to
the Pistons. You know what I mean, Chris? Or some team that.
And I don't even think you're saying. I mean, we get.
But my point is you can't criticize somebody else, though. My point is you can't criticize somebody else when you're going to a similar situation. That's all.
No,
it doesn't make sense.
But if he gave them a list of five teams, say it was Boston, Miami, you know, and teams that were good, would you still be as critical? I think it boils down to him saying one team – that was in the finals last year, and I don't want to hear about any other teams like that.
Yeah, I get that part, but I think he's a hypocrite about the Kevin Durant. Like, I don't know how that comes out of your mouth that you're talking about, well, I would have never done what Kevin Durant did. Well, what are you doing? It doesn't even make – Chris, well, what are you doing? But if there was anybody – and, hey, you know what? The other podcast, whatever they're doing, anybody with any ounce of – interviewing skills would have said, wait a minute. Aren't you doing what KD did? I mean, aren't you going to a better team with a chance to win a championship? Like KD, hadn't won one yet, and he went there. They were coming off of losing 3-1 lead to LeBron. He didn't go there after they won their second in a row, Chris.
Right.
They had lost.
Yeah.
They had choked down one of the biggest finals ever.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, now, again, they won the year before, but in truth, and look, a championship's a championship. You know that. We don't take anybody's championship. I mean, when Toronto won it and KD was hurt, hey, Toronto won the championship, period, right? And Golden State won that championship in 2015. But, Rob, if we really want to analyze it to the nth degree, we can say easily, if Kyrie and Kevin Love are playing – they win that championship. Cleveland wins. Right? And Golden State doesn't win that title and has no rings before Kevin Durant goes there. So it would be very similar. And look, he probably would have, because I don't think he can talk about wanting to go to Miami. He probably, remember he was interviewed with Mark Spears a few weeks ago and he wouldn't talk about it. So he probably would have gave a generic no comment type answer, but you still got to ask it. You do still have to follow up. And again, Rob G, do you know if they did follow up with anything like that? Did they talk about that?
Nope.
Oh, they did. Okay. So, but yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. And I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, we're right there at training camp. Because if I'm Portland, I'm moving on from Damian Lillard. Like, I'm done. I got my new point guard, Scoot Henderson. And we're going young. And I'm not saying they should just make a deal to get rid of him, but I don't need him there with my new team. That's for sure. And so it'll be interesting how this plays out if indeed he isn't traded before the start of training camp. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Damian Lillard talking about he wouldn't do what Kevin Durant did, but it looks like he's doing something awfully similar and trying to get to Miami. Your thoughts next is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Is Damian Lillard doing essentially the same thing, or at least trying to, that Kevin Durant did when he went to Golden State? Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with I'm having a problem with my phone. I don't know what's going on. Julius in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Julius?
What's going on, fellas? Big fans of the show. Big fan
Thank
of the
you,
show.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Damian Lillard is doing something not even close to what KD did. I'm from the Bay Area. Huge Golden State Warriors fan, been my whole life. But KD was coming off an MVP season, right? He was the biggest. He was a anomaly, right? And the Golden State Warriors just won 86 games. They were basically competing with one of the best teams in history, the 96 Bulls.
Okay, we get the accolades. How can you say it's not close? We get that. We just said it. Yeah, KD went to an even easier situation.
Sure.
But to say this isn't close, you're going to a team that was in the NBA Finals last year and has been there two of the last 4 years.
It's not close. What is
how?
What has Miami done?
They got
the NBA
to the
Finals
last year.
And if they make – wait a minute. And Julius, if they make this trade, they're keeping their two best players. They're not giving them up.
But they haven't done anything.
They've gone to the final.
Them. I mean, don't call
Stop
us up stupid and say you just because they didn't win the championship
that
don't
mean
they
haven't,
mean
that
done,
they haven't
anything.
Done anything. That doesn't make any sense.
Come
they went
on,
to the
man.
Finals. They're knocking on the door. You don't think getting Damian Lillard and keeping your two best players doesn't mean you have a better shot next year?
And the point Rob always makes, I mean, look, we disagree to some degree on, you know, Rob overstates it in my view, but they did blow a 3-1 lead in the finals.
Thank you.
Wasn't like they were, you know, on top of the world at that moment that KD went there.
And they didn't, but they went, Chris, had they won that, you think they're running to get KD? Probably not.
Right.
Frank.
I mean, I just, again, I don't think it's as much as KD going to Golden State. But to say it's not close just is ridiculous.
That doesn't make sense. Sorry, Julius. You know what? Go work at the mall at Orange, Julius. Frank in North Carolina.
Don't even exist.
I know. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, brother. Good evening, Chris.
How are
good
you?
Brother, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Good. I want to say I'm totally Dame is one of them guys that been beating his chest. I'm a homer. I'm a retired with the Blazers, and, you know, I'm a for lifer. But he put it out there like, hey, I'm only going to Miami. It's kind of funny style that he says that. And even with the interview with Cam and on, you know, the podcast, like, I'm trolling it. Like, that's kind of funny.
It's just, man, look, if he wants to be traded to a team that has a better chance to win the championship, I'm not mad at him for that. But to narrow it down to one place – and kind of quote unquote hold them hostage. It just doesn't sit well.
No doubt. MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What up, Rob and Chris? What's going on? How y'all doing, man?
Doing good. You get a new phone?
Nah, I'm not at work, man. So,
okay, it sounds different. Yeah. That's why it's funny that you say that. Doesn't it sound different, Chris?
Yeah.
It sounds clearer. That's why I asked you. Yep.
Yeah, I work with a lot of teams. But, yeah, it is similar that Dame would be going to a team that just came out of the finals. You can make it seem however you want to make it seem. But as far as him, is this in, him being on Cameron and Mace. But, yes, it's very similar. You win a championship or you try to get a championship, or ever you get a championship, I just want to make a little something maybe you guys may have forgotten about what Dr. J said about KD a couple of weeks ago or so. Let's not forget that Moses Malone was the MVP the season before he got to the 76ers. So he's on kind of on his high horse. We all
you
know
talking about Dr. J?
Yeah.
You say Dr.
Yes,
J is on her?
Yes, sir.
Moses was traded to the 76ers, though. Moses was traded to the 76ers.
Yeah,
and remember, you have to give to get. They have to give up players to get Moses.
Right, just like KD was traded.
KD was a free agent. He wasn't traded.
The way he said it, But the way Dr. J said it was, hey, we'd never do that type of thing. And, you know,
well, it's a different thing. That's not the comparison you want to use.
Trading
and
going as a free agent. If
you want to talk about Barkley, who went to join Olajuwon and Drexler, that's a better comparison. But to say Dr. J, I mean, he was traded. Like you said, Rob, he was traded. I mean, Moses, you know, was traded to Philadelphia. So it wasn't the same. All right, Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble's around the corner. But first, B-Finn, the loquacious one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/oddcouple, BETTERHELP.com/oddcouple. It's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. A segment where we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball, nor do so properly. We had to bring in the guy who single-handedly drives downloads to the Inside the Parker podcast.
Wow.
He didn't appear one week, and we only got 9 downloads total.
And that was my family member.
That's right. None other than the man himself, MLBBro.com managing editor, J.R. Gamble.
What's up, fellas? Back again, man. We're getting down to the wire this baseball season, and I'm ready for the playoffs. Man, is Chris ready?
I know Rob's ready. I'm ready.
Chris is ready.
Yes.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Noted baseball guy, Chris Broussard. We all know
exactly.
This. All right, I got 3 baseball questions, and because JR is the star of the segment, he gets the first crack at every single one, so let's get to it. JR, the Dodgers' starting pitching has taken a hit this season, to put it lightly. Walker Buehler, their ace, out for the season. We all know that. Number 2, Julio Urias, likely out for the season following his second, that we know of, domestic violence incident. And number 3, Clayton Kershaw, he's great, but he's well past his prime. He's a little seasoned at this point. JR. Foul or fair to say the Dodgers lack the starting pitching necessary to win a World Series?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
It's not how the Dodgers wanted to enter this playoff, I'm sure, but you have to first pat Dave Roberts on the back and the Dodgers organization for clinching their 10th NLS crown in the last 11 seasons. That's just crazy. And Roberts has gone to the World Series a bunch of times and continues to win games no matter who's out there. Can they win it all? We're going to find out because Kershaw's old, but they need him to be super solid at least. Then they're going to deploy this opener strategy, you know, with a bunch of unknown elements, Caleb Ferguson, Bobby Miller, and old Lance Lynn. Tampa Bay tried this back in 2018, and we know that nothing Tampa Bay invents leads to a World Series. So we'll see if Roberts can depend on his multiple MVP caliber bat and true decisions with the pen.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Obviously, they got, like you mentioned, all the injuries. But the fact is their pitching, you know, statistically has been okay. It's held up. I don't think they're the best team in the NL. I like Atlanta. But I'm not going to write them off because anything can happen in baseball. And I think with this strategy, as JR said, they don't have the one or two guys that scare you. But could they do it, you know, as a group? It's possible.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
They're not winning a World Series going with openers and whatnot. You guys are pipe dreaming if you think that's going to work. It's not going to work, Chris. This is what has derailed them for the last few years. They've had, you just talked about, JR talked about them winning the division 10 out of 11 years or whatever. They got one World Series in the pandemic in 2020. That they beat Tampa Bay. That's the only thing that they won. Last year, they won a gazillion games, and they got beat by San Diego, who had 3 ace starters who started in that series and beat them because they didn't have any pitching. The Dodgers aren't winning anything. They don't have any pitching.
All right.
We'll see.
Question number two. Speaking of the National League favorites, the Atlanta Braves slugger Matt Olson set the franchise record by hitting his 52nd homer of the season over the weekend. No National League player has ever hit, well, has hit 60 since 2001, as you guys know. J.R., foul or fair to say Olson can be the first NL player in over two decades to hit 60.
Oh, yeah, that's foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know, the Braves having already clinched the last 10 days of the regular season, we know that's garbage time for them, right? And garbage time can work two ways. With their sights now 100% set on winning a World Series, some players will lose focus on these remaining games, and others will go bananas because who they play. The Marlins will give the Braves some comp the next few games because they're playing for something. But after that, it's the Mets and then the Royals to end the season. So you know Olsen will be seeing some shabby, young, inexperienced pitchers and guys eating innings to end the season. So we could do it. But I think it's unlikely.
Yeah, I agree. Did you say foul?
Yes, sir.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah. I just don't know how much. There's no record there that he's chasing. There's just no player that hit 60 since 2001. I mean, is that really what you're chasing? If you're going to pass Barry Bonds, then I'm all for it. He'll probably get a couple of rested days in there. It ain't going to happen. He's not chasing anything. He can't chase Judge's record. He's too far from that. He would need 10 home runs in the last 14 games. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Even if he doesn't have rest days, I don't see him hitting that many home runs
in that few games.
Right. There's no way. I don't see that happening at all. He's had a great season. Maybe he'll be the MVP. But no, there's no way he's hitting eight homers in the last 13 games or whatever it is they have left. Yeah.
Didn't Trey Turner hit like eight home runs in 10 games, something like that, a few weeks ago? Or maybe I'm mistaken. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible.
Shout out to Kevin Garnett. All right. Last one. Foul or fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. J.R. Gamble sitting in with the fellas.
J.R.,
two teams that will not NOT be playing in October are the Angels and the Tigers. In fact, neither team has made the playoffs since 2014. Having said that, given that Otani's likely to leave them for nothing in free agency, Mike Trout could be traded this offseason, all likelihood he probably will. Is it foul or fair to say the Tigers will return to the postseason before the Angels do?
What a choice. Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And only because the Angels are in a much tougher division with the perennially, awesome Houston Astros and Dusty, who I think will be back next season, win or lose. Seattle's finally putting it all together and on the rise. The Rangers have a Hall of Fame manager. Bruce Bochy have shown us that their lineup's as formidable as anyone, and they're just an ace pitcher away from doing damage for years to come. So the Tigers have the Guardians and the Twins to deal with. I mean, both are good teams, but it's not like anyone is picking them to go to the World Series anytime soon. The Tigers, they've been half committed to this youth infusion, though, and they seem unsure on their prospects like Akil Badu. They have, a mere, 70 wins, but I don't see a real plan like I see, say, in Washington, another team committing, to young talent with a direction. But the Tigers have a better chance just because the division's weaker to turn it around quicker.
JR makes some good points, but I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul.
Look, the Tigers, they haven't made the playoffs in almost a decade, so they don't have anything to brag about either. I get it, the youth infusion, but that's what you do when you're bad. You get a lot of youth. That doesn't mean you're going to be a great team anytime soon. I do agree the Angels have a lot tougher division to contend with, but they don't have to win the division to get to the playoffs. And look, their stars haven't gotten it done for them. But I'm not going to write off that some youth could come in there and they have a surprising season and get to the playoffs, because Detroit is just perennially bad.
I'm going to say fair.
Let's go.
It's a fair ball.
Chris, the only reason why, Guess who's retiring this year? Miguel Cabrera. And he's going to open up at least, like, I don't know, what is he making, $30 million or some ridiculous contract his last year? That will be money that they have to spend to go get them a player to go along with that, a young star player. They'll have money to spend. So they're not that far away. They're getting rid of a lot of salary in their salary payroll, and they have a chance to go get them a decent player or two if they add a couple dollars with what they won't be paying Miguel Cabrera. So I think they do have a shot.
All right. That is our man, J.R. Gamble, Fowler Fair. Great stuff as always, bro.
Thank you, fellas. Continued success. Speak to you soon. We're coming down to the wire.
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Sounds like Rob, Shedeur Sanders will not be entering the 2024 NFL draft in OT. And the reason may surprise you. That's next. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. Rob and Chris wrapping up another three-hour show on this Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together So you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Deion Sanders is the story of certainly college football, and honestly, he might be the story of the sports world right now. His son Shadur, also part of that, playing terrific quarterback at Colorado. Right now being projected as like a top 10 pick, or right there on the periphery of the top 10 as a quarterback. And there was a video circulating, Rob, of Deion with his two sons, Shadur and Shiloh, at the Broncos game recently. And Deion was saying, just to make it cut it short, Deion was saying Shadur was not entering the draft this year and going pro next season. But he addressed it today. Rob, is this the Taylor Rooks podcast? He talked about it today, Rob.
It's not about what I'm seeing from them. Mm-hmm. It's about a whole lot of other things. Teams, position, round projection, all of that plays a role. Mm-hmm. Because now with NIL and who they are, shoot, you could make just as much money here as you can there, unless you, one of the first five picks. But Shadur don't want to be two to nobody. He don't get down like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people projecting him behind, Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams is phenomenal. But Shadur ain't no backseat rider. He ain't, he drives his Maybach. Mm-hmm. He don't have a drive advantage. He drives it.
Well, so it sounds like part of it, Rob, is he understands that Caleb Williams is projected as the number one pick, and he doesn't want to be number two. Look, right now, that's certainly the case. Caleb Williams is number one. But, if Shadur, they play in 2 weeks, and we'll see how that goes in the rest of the season. But do you have a problem with that? That line of thinking by Deion?
They can do whatever they want, think that way. You just hope that he can stay healthy, Chris. And the 3 wins this year don't turn into 1 win next year. You got to be real careful.
Or don't turn into 3 wins this year.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
I have talked about it, right, with Matt Leinart.
I just think
when
that
you are a projected high pick and you wait, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes.
Chris, we just saw Hunter get hurt, right? Now, thank God it's not serious, and it's only going to be like 3 games or 4 games or whatever. But that can happen to you in football. You're going to tell me that someone's telling you they're going to be the top, you're going to be the fifth pick, and no, I'm not coming out. I'm going to go back to college with a chance of getting hurt or not playing well or having an off year or something else. And the NIL money, as much as people want to say, I don't think if you're not a good player or things aren't going well, the money's going to be as good or it doesn't dry up eventually. Why would you not take an opportunity? It's one if you're in the third round, then Chris, you need to come back and play again. You know what I mean? To get people to be more interested. But to say you wouldn't play if you were wasn't the first pick, which is what he was saying without saying it, sounds crazy to me.
And I'm not so sure. There's a lot of season to play out. A month ago, Shadur wasn't viewed, I don't think, as a top 10 pick. So he's jumped up quite a bit already. But Rob, at the end of the year, if he's projected as a top 10 or top 5 pick, I'm not convinced that Deion wouldn't let him go. If Shadur was like, Dad, I want to go, I'm ready, blah, 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 I'm not convinced he wouldn't let him go. Now, Deion, and he seems like a great dad, but I also think he probably also is thinking, Rob, that they can win a national championship next year if Shadur's the quarterback.
Chris, if they play poorly against Oregon and USC the next couple of weeks, the whole conversation will change.
Well, yes, but here's the deal. They're going to get I get it. If they finish 3-9, I don't know how many games they play, or 5-8 or something like that. Yeah, it could, the bloom could be off the rose. But if they play, even if they lose these next couple games, we'll play tough, finish say 8-4 or something like that. He's going to get transfers. He's got skill position players. He'll get them for sure. I'm sure they're going to focus on the lines, offensive and defensive, for that team. So that's why I'm saying if Shadur is there next year, I'm sure that's what Deion is thinking. He can win a national championship with other better players coming in for the transfer portal and his recruiting. Like right now, Rob, they are getting, you know, they are a prime spot for top players. Well,
but that's because they're winning right now, Chris, and they're underdogged in six of the next nine games, and it'll determine a lot. Because if you start out 3-0 and the ship goes the other way, you're not nearly as attractive. You lose four in a row. Lil Wayne's not having a concert in Boulder. I'm just like, let's be honest, Chris.
No, I agree with that. I'm saying if they continue to play well.
I think that's crazy not to go to the draft.
The kid is nice, man.
No, I mean, he's really good.
Yeah, he's got Tom Brady obviously mentoring him and teaching him and helping him. Like, that's huge. He's got the poise of his dad. Nothing, you know, growing up in, you know this, Rob, growing up in the shadow of a great dad who was a tremendous athlete, that can be tough. He seems to handle it well. There doesn't seem to be a stage too big for him. He showed a ton of poise against Colorado State in coming back to win that game. I like him, and he's got decent size, too. He's 6'2", so he's not one of these smaller quarterbacks like a lot of these new-type quarterbacks today. I hear you, and that's why, like I said, I'm not convinced Deion wouldn't let him go, Rob.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say that now. Faced with that situation, you got to think about it and what's best for your son. You come back and God forbid those couple guys you got in the portal, Chris, they get hurt or they don't play well or something happens. Then what?
Yep. Now, Rob G, quickly, you don't like him thinking he's going number two, huh, as far as quarterback?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, if there's a guy who's saying that I'm not going to come out unless I'm number one, then I'm not feeling that at all.
You're way off because he's not saying he's not as good as Caleb Williams. He's saying they're going to pick him first. Now, maybe that'll change. We'll see. All right. Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring absolute heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.